Well, it's not even 4 months past. It already seems like a long time ago when the World Meeting of Families was celebrated in Philadelphia, capped off by the Festival of Families and Pope Francis' visit. While the hoopla was pretty much on the Pope, I was very interested in the gathering at the convention center before the Pope got here. During that World Meeting of Families sessions, two things really struck me. First, it's the first time I saw the convention center in its big expanded form. That giant ballroom holds 10,000 people. That was overwhelming. But I must confess that while the keynote speaker was giving his address, and I'd already heard him speak before, I was doing a lot of people watching, kind of looking around the crowd, checking everybody out. You never do that, right? But what amazed me was the enormous number of people from all over the world that came to be part of the World Meeting of Families. It really was a testimony to the international character, the global, worldwide sense, the multicultural experience of what our church is. Do you imagine, can you even take it in, that 1.6 billion Catholic Christians around the world are all celebrating Epiphany right here with us? It's amazing. We are an enormous, diverse, worldwide church. The World Meeting of Families and that identity of our church is so global and international, so multicultural and diversified in its members, brings to fulfillment what we sang five times, count them, five times in response to the psalm. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. There are people like us in every corner of the world today celebrating the revelation of Jesus to the world. Epiphany. It's St. Paul saying in that second reading, the realization of the early church followers of Jesus, that the message of the gospel, the salvation God revealed to Abraham and to Moses and to the people of Israel was not just for them. It had a much wider scope in mind. It wasn't just for Jews. It wasn't just for Greeks. It wasn't just for Romans. It was for the whole human community. Jesus is Savior of us all, proclaims the gospel. In his New Year's Day address, Pope Francis reminded us of that unique character of our church. He also challenged us by saying that in that universal church of which we are a part, there is no place, obviously, for ethnic and racial prejudice. But the Pope said there's also no place for nationalistic isolation and exclusivism. No place for financial superiority that leads it over, wards over people. The Pope said that every single man or woman and child around the world is a brother or sister to you and me. And our attitude and disposition towards our brothers and sisters around the world needs to be shaped by a realization that they are part of us, despite their differences in culture and language and ethnic background, despite their differences even in faith, because all of them, like us, are God's children for whom Jesus was born, suffered, died, and rose to save. That's what it means to be part of our church. That's the boldness in the proclamation of the Epiphany, represented by the three wise men. The whole world comes to see God in Jesus Christ. And so we sang, Lord, every nation on the earth will adore you. It's true, but only partly true. So the word for us is, what will you and I do to give witness in our daily lives to the fact that we are members of this universal, worldwide, global church, bound together with all of our brothers and sisters of many different cultures and traditions? How will we live out our identity as the body of Christ in 2016? Because if we only do that, it will become more and more true that every nation on earth will adore God in Jesus Christ.